friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This next hymn that we're going to be learning is a very special one. It says, "I'm a child of the King." Did you know that you are a child of the King of the Universe? There was a woman named Hattie Buell, and she had gone to a church in New York. Well, on her way home from church, she was thinking about how amazing and how wonderful it was that she was a child of the King of Kings. Well, when she got home, she went and sat down and started writing a poem. And this is the poem that she wrote. Well, it wasn't a song yet, because if you take away the tune from a song, you just have a poem. She decided to send her poem to a magazine company, and they saw it and they liked it, and guess what they did? They published it in 1877. Well, she didn't think anything about it. A man named Mr. Sumner saw that poem in the magazine, and he looked at it and he thought, "Wow, that's a nice poem." So he decided to compose a tune to go with it. So he came up with a little tune, and you know what he did? He published it. And all of a sudden, it became a hymn that we know today. The thing was, is Miss Hattie did not know that he had taken her poem and made it into a song. One day, she was sitting in church, and she heard the song, and she heard the words, and she said, "Wait a second, that's my song." Well, that is how we get the song, "A Child of the King," today. Boys and girls, I am so glad you are back with me today. We have a wonderful chance to study the Bible and to learn more about Jesus' teachings. But before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer. Lord, send your Spirit to be with us, to help us to understand, to open our eyes, give us humility and open hearts to learn what you have to say to us. Amen. We are going to play a guessing game today. Do you like guessing games? I love guessing games. So what I'm going to do is tell you some clues about someone in the Bible. And once you figure it out, then you can just shout it out as soon as you know who it is. You ready? This person was a man. This person was very mighty. This person had an angel appear to him. This person became an army commander. This person led only 300 men against a giant enemy, and they won because of God's help. Do you know who it was? Did you guess Gideon? I hope you did. Gideon. He was an amazing, mighty man of God, a man of valor, is what the angel said to him. All right, we have another one. I am going to give you some clues about this next person. This person did not like people who followed Jesus. In fact, this person was putting them in jail. This person was traveling along a road when Jesus appeared to him, and he became a changed man. Do you know who it was? It was Paul. Well, it was Saul before he became Paul. Great job. All right, we have one more. Here we go. This person was never born. This person had surgery done on him. This person loved to spend time gardening. Do you know who it is? Adam! Good job! It is Adam! Well, you know, I just gave you a bunch of clues, and in order to figure out who I was talking about, you had to put the clues together, and then you came up with who I was talking about, right? Well, the story that we are going to look at today is about a man who we do not know his name, but the Bible gives us clues to help us understand who this man was. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell this story about a young man, but not one of them tells us his name. We know that he was very rich, we know that he was young, and we know too that he was also a ruler. Being a ruler probably meant that he was a member of the powerful Jewish council, so he must have been quite important. This young ruler, he already knew about Jesus. He had seen some of the things that Jesus did. He was watching the day when those mothers brought their children to be blessed. Do you remember that from last week? He saw that Jesus loved children and that he made them happy. The young ruler wanted that same happiness. He wished that Jesus would bless him too. Perhaps he was wondering what Jesus meant when he said that people who would be in the kingdom of heaven would be like a child. Isn't that good news for you boys and girls? In order for adults to be in heaven, they have to be like children. That's what Jesus says. Let's look in Luke chapter 18, verse 17. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has many more books than the New Testament does, so it's a bigger part of the Bible. The New Testament does not start right in the middle of the Bible because there's so many books in the Old Testament that it takes up more space. So the New Testament is going to be about two-thirds of the way through the Bible, so past the halfway mark. Once you get to Matthew, then you go Matthew, Mark, Luke. Find the book of Luke. Once you find Luke, then we're going to find chapter 18. That's kind of towards the middle to the back of the book of Luke. Luke, chapter 18. And then once you find chapter 18, we're going to find verse 17. The verses are the little numbers that are in your Bible. So once you find 18, then you go down and you're going to find verse 17. If you need more time, just pause this recording. And then when you're ready and you've found Luke chapter 18, verse 17, then go ahead and press play. Here's what it says.
Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Luke 18:17.
Well, this young ruler, he heard Jesus' words just like you heard them, and he knew that he wanted very much to be in God's kingdom too. He knew the Ten Commandments, and he also knew all the made-up rules that the Pharisees had created. He was sure that he was obeying every single one of them. One might think that the young ruler had every reason to be happy and to be sure of being in God's kingdom. I mean, after all, he was one of the rulers on the powerful Jewish council. So, of course, he was going to be in heaven. But he knew that something important was missing. And it was something that he knew he didn't have. What could it be? Maybe Jesus could tell him. After Jesus had finished talking to the people that day, the young ruler watched as Jesus and his disciples walked away. Suddenly, he knew that he must ask Jesus his important question. It was the most important question anyone can ask. Did you know that it's so important that even we need to ask it? What question did he ask? Do you know? Well, we are going to find out next time. But I want you to think about it. The ruler knew that there was something missing in his life, and he went to Jesus because he knew that Jesus could help him. Jesus could tell him. Did you know that Jesus can do the same thing for us? Whenever we have an important question or we want to know what to do or how to act, we can go to Jesus. We can pray and we can talk to Him and ask Him what we should do. We can read in His Word. We can get counsel from those who love Jesus to better understand what Jesus wants to reveal to us and to show us the answers to our questions. But we must ask. He wants to be your best friend. He wants you to have a relationship with Him that whenever you're sad or you're lonely or you're scared or you're confused, or even if you're happy, that you talk to Jesus. Let's talk to Him right now. Dear Lord, we want to be like the rich young ruler where we come to You with our problems. We come to You with our questions. Come into our hearts. Help us to trust You, to rely on You, and to follow You step by step. We love You. Amen. We have a new memory verse today. Do you know what it is? Matthew 19:21. Here's what it says. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow Me. Jesus has so many words of wisdom to tell us, and this is one of them. It's important that we follow His words, that we are like Him, and that we follow Him. Let's go ahead and start learning this memory verse together.
Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow Me. Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow Me.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.